Yeah. Part of you feels abundant and part of you doesn't. Okay. So what's the problem part? Okay, it doesn't feel abundant. For what purpose? Like, ask the part. For what purpose? Like, what's it getting not feeling abundant? What's that do for it? Yeah, but for what purpose? Like, as you just ask that part. It's part of you that doesn't feel abundant. For what purpose? What's that? So if you were to ask that part, like, maybe you want to put your hand out like that. Might help you. No, just one hand. And I want you to, if you could look at that part now, what does that part look like? Anyone you know? Uh-huh. Who's that look like? Uh-huh. And what would that part say to you if it were to say something to you now? By the way, I'm just getting her to identify the part a little bit better. I wouldn't. Yeah. What would that part say to you if it were to say something to you now? That part of you that doesn't feel abundant. Uh-huh. Ask that part, what's its highest intention for you in not feeling abundant? What's its highest intention for you? But what's its intention? Ask the part what its intention is. To teach you something. So, and if it teaches you something, what's it get? You see, now I'm getting the sense that she's chunking up and kind of chunking around it. But what's it want, though? The part wants something and not feeling abundant. What is it? Does it? And that's why it's not feeling abundant? What's it really want? Ask the part. Say, what do you want in not feeling abundant? As soon as you get the purpose to that part, raise your hand again. Just ask that part what its purpose is. As soon as you get that, raise your hand again. Yeah. Who else has a part? Do you got one, Connie? There's part of you that feels used and betrayed. Part of me feels... Is it all right with your unconscious mind to release this problem and for you to have conscious awareness of it?
It absolutely is, Christopher, sir.
So you say that there's part of you that feels used and betrayed by a friend.
Yes. And it's not Deanna.
Yeah. So I'd like to, what's the purpose of that part, or what's its highest intention in feeling used or betrayed?
What's the purpose of it?
Yeah, like what's the purpose of that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, if you did, what would you say?
Uh-huh. Very good technique, Chris. If I knew what its purpose was to feel used, still don't know how to answer it.
Yeah. I know you don't, but...
But if I did...
Yeah. So you're feeling used or betrayed. Like, what's the purpose to that?
What's the purpose to my feeling that way?
Yeah.
Maybe so I will distance myself from this person.
So you'll distance yourself? For what purpose?
So that I won't be used.
So you distance yourself and not be used for what purpose?
So, I allow my good friend to use me, and at the same time, there's times I feel appreciated. Or
right. But
why am I? By, why
yeah. So you're feeling used and betrayed, and there's part of you that's holding on to that.
Yeah.
Right. And it's holding on to it to keep you from being used. Is that what
well,
you just said?
Not doing a very good job.
Right. So
yeah.
So it's holding on to it in order for you to distance yourself and keep yourself from being used.
Well, so far I haven't been able to distance myself, and I keep getting used.
Right.
I keep allowing
so distance
that.
Yourself and keep from getting used for what purpose? Like what? What would be the purpose of keeping yourself from being used and distancing yourself? What's the purpose to that?
So that I won't be disappointed in my friend.
So that you won't be disappointed in your friend. Not being disappointed in your friend, for what purpose? Like what's that get for you? If you're not disappointed in your friend.
If I'm not disappointed in my friend, then I enjoy my friend's company. And huh. I enjoy being around him.
Huh. So there's a part of you that's feeling betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing it so that you can enjoy your friend's company?
No, it's doing it because I don't enjoy that part of our friendship.
Mm-hmm. But
it's ruining our friendship.
So let me go back to that. So there's part of you that's ruining your friendship,
mm-hmm.
with this friend.
Mm-hmm.
And its intention is what? The part of you that's ruining your friendship?
As to protect me from being betrayed any further.
Okay. So there's part of you that's ruining your friendship with your friend for the purpose of protecting you from being betrayed any further. Is there a part that part's most in conflict with?
Yeah, it's the part of me that would like to be needed in that friendship or appreciated in that friendship.
Part of you that would like to be appreciated in that friendship. Okay.
Every time I turn around, what I think is mutual respect turns out to be something that is really an undermining of me, of our friendship. Uh-huh. And I'm being taken advantage of, and it disappoints me.
Uh-huh.
But then there are other times when I feel totally, you know, maybe I shouldn't have those feelings in a friendship. If it's unconditional friendship.
Okay. Oh, I think I get it. So the part of you that's feeling betrayed is causing you to move away from that relationship.
Yes.
And that's most in conflict with the part that wants to be appreciated in that relationship.
Right.
Okay, I got you. So you're moving away from the relationship right now because you're feeling betrayed.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to
do that. You really want to do is feel appreciated in the relationship.
Right. Because I don't want to lose the friendship.
Because you don't want to lose the friendship. Okay.
But I'm a 7 and I'll get out of there if I have to.
Sure. And what do you want to be doing?
I want to be appreciated in the friendship.
Uh-huh. But there's part of you that's moving away.
Yes.
Yeah. So currently you're moving away from the relationship. Mm-hmm. Part of it's identifying correctly where I'm going to use my language pattern, because I'll use it once I've got but I'm not going to use it until I'm ready. So to rewire what's happening inside. So there's part of you that's moving away from the relationship, and you'd rather be appreciated inside that relationship.
Because I don't want to lose the friendship. Ultimately, I don't want to lose it, but I'm prepared to lose it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to.
Uh-huh. So, and the reason why it's moving away is to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. So it's moving away to protect you, but yet you want to be appreciated in the relationship.
I don't want to end the friendship, but I am capable of doing that, and in such a manner that I don't even really know that I'm ending it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I just will be more and more distant until I've distanced myself enough emotionally that there's no meaning to me anymore in the friendship.
Huh. So,
and that protects me.
Right. So you're moving away to protect yourself, yet you want to be closer to the relationship and you want to feel appreciated within the relationship. And for what purpose do you want to be appreciated within the relationship?
For what purpose? Because I enjoy the company of my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And to feel appreciated is an indicator that it's worthwhile for me to participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would happen if what would happen if you did move closer to that relationship?
What would happen if I did move closer?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm risking more betrayal.
You're risking more betrayal. And the reason you don't want to risk betrayal is?
Because I'm losing respect for my friend.
Ah. Okay, so you're losing respect for your friend. So,
and I believe friendship's based on mutual respect, and I'm losing respect. Without respect, the friendship will disintegrate.
I need to write down some words here.
I'm stumping him.
Okay, so.
To stump the host.
Losing respect for your friend. How do you know that you're being used, or how do you know that you're being?
Oh, it's real apparent. It's,
uh-huh. How specific?
Oh, monetarily. Uh-huh. Action, giving me an accountability. I'll be there. I will. We have an appointment at 8 o'clock, and my friend doesn't show up and doesn't call. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. And there's always an excuse, but never a valid one enough to let me know. And the reason that it happens in the first place is because I'm not adversarial, and I won't get overtly pissed off about it. Because whatever the excuse is, it's going to be a doozy. Uh-huh. So I'm like Lucy in the football. I keep believing it won't happen again, but then it does.
Right. And what's preventing you from talking to her about it?
I have.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to happen again, and uh-huh. It does.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're losing respect from her. It's you're
for her. I'm losing respect for her.
You're moving away from your friend, mm-hmm. Because she's not. What was it?
Well, there's a lack of respect for my time, for for the commitment that's been made to me, mm-hmm. And I wind up with. Egg on my face because both of us are supposed to be in an appointment and she doesn't show up and I have to make excuses.
Right.
She borrows money. She doesn't pay it back.
Right.
I loan it.
Right.
And I loan it again.
Right. And you're moving away from her, but you want to have the friendship.
I do. I really enjoy this person's company.
Yeah, the friendship.
There's lots of mental exchanges that are extremely, just valuable. I really enjoy it. But then there are all these other things that just like, ugh, I can't take this anymore. Mm-hmm. Who needs this? It's got to be other people out there. But I've known her so long that, I'm faced with, do I burn a bridge? Because if I burn the bridge, I can't go back.
Right. Now, I might throw out a couple of language patterns when I start to hear the pieces that I want. Some may be the ones that work and some may not. So I'm going to try a couple of things here because I think we're getting closer. And so when you say, there's part of you that's moving you away from this friendship, mm-hmm. Because the friend, there's a lack of respect, mm-hmm. And your friend is taking advantage of you. Mm-hmm.
No accountability. It's inconsistent. One time it'll.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you there just for a second because you say that you're moving away from the friendship as a result of this lack of respect.
For me.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Anything less than you respecting yourself and respecting your own boundaries isn't having the friendship that you want to have. Isn't it?
Yes.
I'll say that again. Anything less than you're respecting yourself and respecting your boundaries isn't having the friendship you want, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And anything less than respecting yourself isn't getting closer to your friend, isn't it? So it's not just about respecting yourself, isn't it? And getting closer to your friend.
I'm completely confused.
That's right, you are. So it's not just about respect, isn't it?
I guess so.
Notice the color shift, by the way. We're starting to rewire things. it's not just about respect, isn't it?
It's not just about respect. It's not just about respect.
So getting closer to your friend isn't just about respecting yourself, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
So anything less than respecting yourself isn't getting closer to your friend, isn't it? Now what I'm doing is I'm running back and forth over the boundary conditions of the problem. So anything less than respecting yourself isn't getting closer to your friend, isn't it?
Correct.
Right. So it's not just about getting closer to your friend, isn't it?
Then what is it about?
And respecting yourself.
It's about respecting myself. Okay. So now what?
That's right.
That's right.
As you think about it. Now. What? You know what I mean?
Oh. What do I do now? What do I do now?
Yes. What do you do?
What do I do? You are a big help. What do I do?
I mean, as you think about it.
As I think about it.
It's not just about respecting yourself, isn't it?
No, it isn't just about respecting myself.
Are you sure?
No. I mean...
Because you do want to get closer, don't you?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, or don't you?
Yeah. So it's not just about getting closer to yourself, isn't it?
No, it isn't just about getting closer to myself.
So how my question for you is this: how close will you be with your friend once you've set your boundaries once and for all?
Not very close.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, but that's not what I want.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's not what I want. But I mean, it's like
what
that.
Do you want, Connie?
Well, you know, I want to have that friendship and not have those feelings.
Yeah.
But I can't.
And you don't want to have those feelings. For what purpose don't you want to have those feelings?
Well, for what purpose don't I want to have those feelings? Well, I don't want to have those feelings because I want to have a friendship that's based on mutual support and integrity and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't make the decision for the other person. I can only make the decision for me. And I don't want to make the decision that I'm feel like I'm beginning to make.
Yes.
So that's my part's conflict.
Is it a conflict?
Well, I don't want to feel the way I'm feeling.
Because?
Because I don't want to take the steps that are going to sever the friendship.
Ah. So, listen closely to what I'm about to say. Anything less than taking those steps isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than taking those steps isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really wrap your mind around that question.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just let it rattle around in there. I mean, think about mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Anything less than taking those steps isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about taking those steps and having that friendship, isn't it? So is having that friendship something you're willing to do? Is it worth taking those steps?
Is it worth taking what steps?
Those steps.
What steps? What steps?
Yeah.
What steps? Taking what steps?
You tell me.
Severing the friendship?
Is it worth taking those steps in order to have that friendship?
I don't know what steps I'm worth taking.
Yeah. What steps were you talking about?
Distancing myself.
Yeah. What's another step you could take?
Another step I could take besides distancing myself, mm-hmm. Confronting him, which I've done.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just about, then let's take a look at the steps of distancing. As you think of distancing yourself and having the friendship that you want. Anything less than distancing yourself isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Right.
Anything less than distancing yourself isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Right.
So it's not just about distancing yourself and having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fully considering what I'm saying? Or are you just saying right?
I'm just saying right.
That's what I thought.
Because I'm so confused.
That's right, you are.
That's right, I am.
Yeah.
Linguistically, you're effective. I'm totally confused. I still don't have a solution.
Really?
Really.
It's not just about distancing yourself and having the friendship that you want, isn't it? And you've got to be willing to look at what I'm saying. You can't dodge.
I'm really trying to look at what you're saying.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's not just about... So anything less than distancing yourself isn't having the friendship that you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Have you considered that?
Yes.
Have you thought about what I said?
To the best of my ability.
Really? I don't believe you.
Well, I'm just confused. I'm just confused. So I know I'm looping, but I'm confused because I know where I'm at. And linguistically, you've confused me, but it hasn't altered the dilemma.
You haven't altered your dilemma.
Okay, I haven't altered my dilemma.
Okay, so what are you choosing to do now?
Probably continuing to do what I've been doing.
Which is?
Distancing myself.
Having the friendship that you want.
Not having the friendship that I want.
Ah.
I don't have the friendship I want.
Really?
Really.
Because?
Because I'm distancing. Because?
Because?
Because I'm distancing myself.
Because you're not distancing yourself.
Because I'm not distancing myself. Ah. Oh.
Haven't you been?
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Right.
I hate to tell you that, but that makes sense.
I'm sorry.
Okay. 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 Now I get that part.
So you haven't been having the friendship that you want because you haven't been distancing yourself.
Right.
Aren't you now?
Yes.
Distancing yourself, I mean.
Yes.
And having the friendship that you want.
I don't have the friendship I want, but I am distancing myself.
Yeah. So, and the reason why you haven't been having the friendship that you want is because you haven't been distancing yourself, haven't you?
Correct.
And as you think of
distancing... I would think. I mean, I don't know what she's thinking, but...
Right.
Yeah.
As you think of distancing yourself now and having the friendship that you want, because it's all about friendship, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're not listening to me. I can tell.
It's all about friendship. Well, it's about respecting myself.
Is it?
I think so. I haven't respected myself enough to take the steps to put boundaries on the friendship that would be the best for me.
Huh. And when you respect yourself, you'll have the
ability to distance myself and not feel guilty about it.
How about the friendship that you want?
I may not have that.
Really?
Not with that individual.
It's all about having the friendship that you want, though, isn't it?
Yes. It's all about having the friendship I want, so it might not be with that person, but it might be somebody else that I have friendship with.
How do you know?
Because that's what I'll look for, someone that's going to, take the steps to be that have the same values that I do in a friendship.
So you're telling me that having the friendship that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the purpose to having friendship?
It's enjoyable.
Uh-huh. So having that enjoyment and having that friendship that you want is really about respecting yourself?
It's a facet of self-respect.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. To me.
Yeah. So having the friendship that you really want is just about respecting yourself and taking that action then, isn't it?
Yes.
Really? Did you consider what I said?
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So are you committed to having that friendship?
I'm committed to having that friendship. Yeah. Not necessarily with that individual.
Uh-huh. So how committed are you? Are you so committed to having that friendship that you'd be willing to respect yourself and take that action?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about that now?
I feel good about that.
Right. Yeah. Because it is all about friendship, isn't it?
In this context, yes.
Yeah. So you did say that you wanted to have the friendship, and there was some sort of a conflict. Mm-hmm. What was the problem? I mean, are you sure you had a problem? Because you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure I had a problem.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you said you wanted friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're respecting yourself by taking that action.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're moving toward friendship, the kind of friendship you want.
The kind of friendship I want.
Because that's really what was important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
The problem was I wasn't being respected in that friendship, and I'm going to have a friendship where I am respected because I respect myself.
That was a terrible problem, wasn't it?
I sort of thought so.
That's why you've made changes, haven't you?
I guess I have.
So I just want to stop for a second. I want you to step out into the future, and I want you to look back toward now.
Okay.
And really do this for a second. Seeing yourself having made that change now, do you like the way you look having made that change now?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And as you think of having all those friendships in the future that are really the types of friendships that you want, how's that feel?